Hello there, and welcome to this month's modcast. I'm Emmanuel from CCAS, and here are this month's updates in the world of SEC change. This week, we'll be looking to cover new draft proposals raised in the past couple of weeks, draft proposal 118, 119, and 120. We also have a number of modifications that will be going out for consultation this week, and we would love your views on those proposals especially. Okay, so first up, we have draft proposal 118, Communications Hub Finance Charges. Currently, the Smart Energy Code requires the DCC to send two invoices to SEC parties, one for its general charges and a separate invoice for the Communications Hub Finance Charges. The DCC often encounters errors in erroneous payments to wrong amounts or for wrong accounts. Alternatively, the DCC are proposing one joint invoice for all of its charges. This is to promote efficiency in invoicing and reduce burden and errors in the currency in the current invoicing arrangements. We are inviting comments from all parties. This draft proposal will be discussed at the next change subcommittee on 31st of March 2020. Next up, we have draft proposal 119, Communications Hub Alert Storm Consolidation. Device alert storms are already generating a large number of alerts. This is having an impact on the network, the data service provider, and service user capacity. The North Region's central service provider have presented this issue and have proposed changes to the home area network devices and communications hubs at the appropriate industry forums, with changes to both required for complete coverage. And with the smart meter rollout, the number of alert storms is set to increase. The proposed changes would localize the impacts of alerts to the home area network and communication hubs. Changes to communications hubs will be a quicker first path, providing protection whilst device manufacturers implement a mechanism and would continue to provide protection against negative device scenarios. This proposal would look to solve the problem for the data service provider, the SMETS2 communication service providers, and SMETS2 communications hubs. We now have draft proposal 120, correcting the data user interface specification matrix for service reference variant 7.7 for eligible users. This has been raised by Western Power Distribution. Electricity distribution networks are eligible users of service reference variant 7.7 read auxiliary load switch data. This was implemented through SEC Modification 25, Electricity Network Party Access to Load Switching Information. However, Modification 25 did not include the service request matrix within the DCC user interface spec. This modification proposes to make an amendment to the service request matrix within the DUIS to show electricity distributors as an eligible user of SRV 7.7. This would prevent any confusion for parties seeking to understand the list of eligible users for SRV 7.7. Finally, we have our consultations, starting with our refinement consultation out this week for modification 101. The problem stems from the implementation of SEC modification 6. SEC modification 6 resulted in consequential amendments to SMETS 2. Which essentially meant to standardize the number of digits used to display consumption registration on a user interface. The SMETS allows the use of large gas meter displays at domestic sites. However, some of the large gas meters are unable to measure to the thousandth of meters cubed. This means the current requirements in the SMETS to have only 5 digits before a decimal point conflicts with the MID requirement. The solution is this modification requires to amend section 4 of the SMETS to make large gas meters exempt from the user interface requirement for consumption information. We now have our modification report consultations, starting with modification proposal 112, setting the privacy assessment assurance status. In SEC section 12.32, there are 4 potential assurance statuses a SEC party may receive after completing their full privacy assessment. These 4 assurance statuses are 1. Approved, 2. Approved subject to, 3. Provisionally approved, and 4. Deferred. Now, while the first 2, approved and approved subject to, are clear to understand, 3 and 4, provisionally approved and deferred, are thought to be less clear, and this could result in a level of confusion for a party seeking to complete their user entry process test. The proposed solution seeks to amend two of the four assurance statuses that are assigned to a set party upon completing their full privacy assessment. Section 12.32 will be amended so that the status provisionally approved will now be changed to deferred, and the status deferred will be changed to rejected. This will offer a more accurate reflection of the situation than what is currently stated in the SEC. Finally, we have Modification Proposal 114, Alt-Hand Point-to-Point Charging Data. The SEC offers details of how the Alt-Hand company sets out its charging methodology and how they recover their cost in SEC Section Z, Alt-Hand Arrangements. Currently, there are 9 data items that the Alt-Hand company are obligated to submit to the DCC each year. This helps the DCC determine the value of these charges. Some of these data items aren't completely obtainable, and therefore the DCC can't accurately complete the calculation that is used to determine these main charges. The main charge detailed is the average monthly incremental cost. This results in the DCC recovering charges from supplier parties that don't match with the cost that they're incurring. With the current text in Section Z, the DCC will continue to inaccurately charge suppliers. So this modification is enabling change, and it would allow the Alt-Hand company to fulfill its requirements by the SEC by delivering charging data as prescribed. This also prevents the DCC from recovering inaccurate charges from supplier parties that bear no relation to the actual cost incurred by the Alt-Hand company. In summary of the modifications we've discussed today, the deadline for the responses are due back on Tuesday, the 7th of April. Looking forward, we also have another modification consultation that should be out for Monday, the 23rd of March, and the deadline to respond to this will be Friday, the 10th of April. This is for Modification Proposal 93, implementing IRP 511 and TRP 535, and we welcome your views on all the modifications discussed on all our modifications in general. We at GEMSERV would also like to reassure our clients that due to the coronavirus, we are working from home and will be operating on a business-as-usual basis. Please refer to our website for any further information or guidance on the situation. My name is Emmanuel, and thank you for joining us on our monthly SEC Modcast. We hope to see you again.
Bye for now.